Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement, where our vision is to reach, enhance, and advance lives. It is our prayer that you hear something during this podcast that both transforms and furthers you in the things of God. So, grab your notebook and Bible, and let's dig into the Word together.
Repeat after me, the only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it. According to this word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Clap your hands as you take your seats. Anybody grateful for Jesus? Listen, ain't nothing like some good worship. I'm grateful for the Lord in this place. We've been working through this passage in Hebrews. Anybody been challenged? Now, I know it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Grateful for all of the ladies who are here. It's good to see Bishop Desmond and Juanita over there. Good to see you. We ain't seen her in a while. She had to get some new hair. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. I love y'all. Scripture says a merry heart good like a medicine. We gonna laugh. That's what we gonna do. If you will allow me to walk through this text, because for the last several weeks as we have walked through this text, and I came to Mother's Day, and in my mind, I said to myself, self, it's Mother's Day. You should probably look at a text for Mother's Day. Then another part of me said, nah. And I was in a war with myself over these things. And the Lord wouldn't let it go because there is something in this text, a word in this text that will encourage not only all of us, but I have something specific to say to mothers today. I have a word from the Lord for you. As a matter of fact, I have a word for everybody who's felt overlooked. If we examine our passage, we know, if you've been walking with us, the Lord has been exalted. That's good news. The devil has been rendered powerless. That's good news. The bondage of death has been eradicated. That's good news. And freedom is available to all of us. Say all of us. Brings us to a vital question, people of God. How do I respond to good news? Rejoicing is always in order. You know, God ain't mad with a good praise. Amen. As a matter of fact, I believe the scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's always a good time to worship. I think the scripture says in John 4, the hour cometh and now is, where the true worshipers shall worship the Father. They'll worship him in spirit and in truth, because the Father seeketh such to worship him. It's always good to have a heart of gratitude. Amen. Be joyful in our heart. Keep our hands clean. Bible says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul deceitfully. However, life, if you let it, can put a damper on what you're supposed to do. I say it again, y'all. I said life, if you let it, can put a damper on what it is you're supposed to be doing. Anybody ever found themselves knowing what to do and doing something wrong? Y'all gonna tell, y'all lying. Thank you. Lord, I know what to do. I'm gonna do the opposite now. It's like Paul in Romans 7. I know what to do, but it's the sin. Keep getting after some of us. Find ourselves knowing and not doing. All because it is easy to allow the journey to frustrate you. And so when we look at our passage in Hebrews and we learn, hold on, put verse 14 up again. We look at our passage in Hebrews and we learn, the children sharing flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless. The devil ain't got no juice except for the juice you give him. And so the question, I say, okay, since you don't have no power, I need to learn how to live consistently with this as truth. Right? 1 Corinthians 15, turn there quickly. 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll begin at verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 says, now I say this, brethren, I hear pages. Turn, flip, scroll, swipe, come on. It's on the screen, but I need y'all to come on here. Warm those pens, get those notes ready. We ready? Y'all ready? No? Yes. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Wait now. So I can't inherit the kingdom. And Paul is beginning his argument not in your current form. I'll say it another way. Something about you has to change in order for you to inherit. If you want an inheritance, you can't stay the same. Something gotta die. The Lord's already done his part to set the inheritance up. But if you want to receive the inheritance, you got to die too. Because you can't get it living. Lord have mercy. 51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Paul, you speaking in riddles. Because you just said in verse 50, I can't inherit the kingdom of God with flesh and blood. Then in 51, you said, we ain't all gonna sleep. How this gonna work, Paul? He said, I told you, you all gonna be changed though. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. And we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I know it's good, ain't it? So you mean to tell me that we started in Hebrews and he said, look, I whooped death for you, so you don't have to be concerned about death no more. Then Paul comes right back around and said, let me add some more to it. Death got swallowed up in victory. Then look at the quote, oh death, verse 55, where's your victory? Because remember, in the Old Testament, death was final. There was no, and we're going to see him again. There was no, I go away to prepare a place for you. None of that was in place. Death was final. And here we got Jesus, who's literally telling them, my death did something that no other death can do. My blood did something that no other blood can do. And then he tells them, he says, death, where's your victory? That is such a rhetorical chin check. Where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin. Now, if you haven't been following along over the last several weeks, go back and listen to these messages, but understand, the only way to give the devil power is to sin. Sin opens the door for him to take control. Amen. If you don't believe it, go study the passage of Job. Remember, Satan's waiting in line, waiting for permission. Satan didn't have to say to God, God, there's a wicked man down there. His name is Job. He ain't worth two dead flies. He awful. He don't do nothing right. That's not what he said, is it? He said, there's a righteous man. He's upright. He's clean. He's pure. So the only reason that Satan had to ask permission is because Job's life had rendered him powerless and given him no permission. If your life is a life of sin, Satan don't need permission. Your life permitted. When you're living righteously, the devil has no door. But the very minute you begin to live in sin, your life of sin gives the devil permission. So if you want the devil to remain powerless, you remain righteous. This ain't that hard. But we don't like righteous because some of us are more comfortable with unrighteousness. We got more practice at it. Amen. And so he says in verse 56, the sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us, leave this verse up, the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I sat there a second ago and said, if you operate in righteousness, you give the devil no permission. The very minute you begin to operate in sin, you're giving the devil permission. And somebody said, that is impossible. It is impossible without Jesus. This is the point. We need him. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I can do all things through Christ. We need Jesus. If you think you can live holy without Jesus, you can't. Now watch. I'm going to mess. You can live moral without Jesus. You can be moral without Christ. You can't be holy without him. Because it's possible to be moral in the eyes of the world, who already has a standard way lower than holiness. Huh? Way lower. I heard the other day, Terry Crews was doing an interview. And in the interview, he was admitting to infidelity. He had told his wife about it. They could not reconcile. Terry Crews said, listen, When have you ever heard in Hollywood that infidelity was going to change my career? That's what the young man said. Nobody cares in Hollywood if my marriage falls. He said, I'll get 3 more movies. He said, because nobody cares about a broken home in Hollywood. Don't make no difference. I'm not going to lose no money if my home is broken. Because, see, the world will say it didn't work out. But the standard of the kingdom is higher. Come on, y'all. And so when Jesus comes, he says, listen, it is possible for you to live holy, but don't try to do it without Jesus. And when you start trying to live holy without Jesus, you got to surround yourself with a circle that's not holy either. Otherwise, your lack of holiness will forever be on display. So what do we do with this victory? Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. It ain't got quiet in here now. Happy Mother's Day. Don't worry, I'm coming around the mountain. Give me a minute. Be steadfast. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil or your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Knowing. I do it because of what I know. I keep pushing because of what I know. Not because of what I feel, because of what I know. Not because of what anybody said, but because of what I know. So let's follow our line here. In Hebrews, he says, I have rendered the devil powerless. In Corinthians, we've now learned that the only way to keep that devil out is for you to do it with Jesus, and then with that life, that life where the devil is powerless, I gotta be steadfast. Immovable. Always, say always. Now, how many of us are willing to admit on this wonderful, beautiful Mother's Day that we're having right now? It's beautiful outside. How many of us are willing to admit that your text don't say always, it say sometimes? Anybody ever had some? Your life text says, be steadfast, immovable, sometimes abounding. Some people's texts read like this, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, dependent. Somewhat movable, kinda, sometimes abounding in the work of the Lord, thinking about my toil, which I highly consider to be in vain. Because if I didn't think it was in vain, I wouldn't complain about it. Right? I got to be steadfast because it's because of what the Lord has done for us. Steadfast because of what the Lord has made available to us. Steadfast because of everything that he keeps pushing us through. Now, I'm not telling us to just keep pushing when we're frustrated or pushing with this, you know, stank face on. I'm not telling you to keep pushing with this painful obligation, like I guess I'm going to show up today. But no, I want you to push with joy, peace, and power. However, sometimes we find ourselves weary and well-doing. Even though we know, Sister Pat, that in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Let me give you a couple of principles about weariness. I know it's Mother's Day, and I'm looking out at the mothers, and some of you got a little weary on you. For one reason or another, you got a promise and you're trying to be steadfast. You know the enemy is rendered powerless, but you're feeling something. Let me give you some principles about weariness. One, Weariness increases when you don't feel appreciated. Oh, y'all wasn't ready to take notes on Mother's Day? Two. Oh, y'all wasn't? Come on. Get an extra pen. Put it by your side. It's one of those Sundays. Come on. Y'all need me to go back to one? Yes? You wasn't ready? Okay. No, I was not. Weariness increases when we don't feel appreciated. Check. Y'all got it? Beautiful. Two, weariness increases when we don't feel seen. Seen. I hear you, Sister Pat. Come on. Get your shorthand out. Let's go. If I don't feel appreciated, I'll mess around and get weary. If I don't feel seen, I'll mess around and get weary. Here's number three. Weariness increases when we don't feel heard. The room is losing air. If I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel seen, and I don't feel heard, I will find myself weary, despite the fact that the devil has been rendered powerless and I'm supposed to be steadfast. Come on, y'all. Has anybody ever felt the tension of truth? The devil has been rendered powerless. Be steadfast, unmovable, but always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel seen, and I don't feel heard, and I am caught in the vice grip of those two opposing truths. Let's do it. Lord, you told me that the devil didn't have no power, and you told me to keep pushing. But can I please get somebody to pay me some attention? And I ain't even talking about some dog sniffing around my skirt. I just want to be appreciated by the people that I'm breaking my back for. Weariness, here's four, breathe. Weariness increases when your motivation is carnal. Oh, y'all didn't like that turn of the corner. Y'all liked the first three, but y'all didn't like number four? Okay. Weariness increases when your motivation is carnal. When you desire your own lust, you lack the help of the Lord. So you'll become weary because you're going after something that you ain't got no help to get. I'm so tired. I'm tired. You're tired because you shouldn't be on that road. You tired because you're going after a want that God don't want for you. Here's my last one. Weariness increases when our focus is in the wrong place. Sometimes we're working for the wrong reason. You're steadfast and movable and always abounding, hoping for the applause and the accolade. In other words, the tension here is, I want to be seen, I want to be heard, I want to be appreciated, and God says, I want you to do it because it's right. I know, I want you to do it because it's right. What if they don't hear me? Is it right? What if they don't appreciate me? But is it right? What if they don't hear me? But is it right, dog? But no, I want somebody to say, good job. God say, but is it right, though? Is my blood not good job enough? Is the fact that you were sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more, but the master from the sea heard your despairing cry and from the waters lifted you and now safe in my... That ain't enough. That's not enough to... While we were yet sinners, Christ died for that. What else are we looking for? Oh, I know what we're looking for. The applause of men. But can we do it because it's right, though? So what are we to do, Bishop? I know it. Get focused. Now write this down. Because it's right. Write it down. Keep showing up. Hold on. Y'all got to write the rest of the sentence. Keep showing up. There is an outpouring. Keep showing up. There is an outpouring. Come on, write the whole thing down. Because you're going to have to encourage yourself maybe today. Keep showing up. There is an outpouring. Soon as you find yourself about to lose it, keep showing up. So wait a minute. Because I need y'all to follow me on this Mother's Day. The devil has been rendered powerless. Yes, he has. I'm supposed to respond by being steadfast, immovable, and always abounding. That's right. I'm struggling with my feelings despite the truth. Weariness is trying to get many of us. My encouragement to us on this day is keep showing up. There's an outpouring. That should be a word of encouragement to all of us. But then you say, okay, Bishop, I got it. First of all, sit down. I know some of y'all want me to shut up already. However, I came to this understanding because my original line of study when looking, Melita, at Hebrews 2 is I started searching, Veronica, for the encounter between Jesus and his mother at the resurrection. Elder Karen, that's what I wanted to preach. Christina, I wanted to find the encounter between Jesus and his mother at the resurrection. Because if the devil has been rendered powerless by the blood, and I'm supposed to be steadfast, I just knew it was going to be a treasure chest of truths. If I can just see, how did Jesus' mama, how did the mother of Jesus respond when she saw Jesus for the first time? Wouldn't that be good? I said, ooh, I want to know. What did Mary say, Orlando? I want to know. And I'm sitting there and I'm it ain't in there. Nobody recorded it. There is nothing in the scripture that shows an encounter between the mother of Jesus and her son immediately following the resurrection. Oh, I'm going somewhere. We read her into certain passages. Like we put her with Mary Magdalene when they came to prepare the body for burial, but the scripture don't say she was there. Maybe, maybe, just maybe, it was too much for her. And she couldn't see the boy in that condition. Maybe, just maybe, she was broken in grief. Especially when you read it in light of the text in John where he said, woman, behold thy son. Then he told the disciples, behold your mother. This was the Jewish way of Jesus saying, I'm going and I'm going to leave some help. And the very help that he left her, he left the disciples in charge of his mama and the disciples wasn't even there. It's terrible when mothers ain't appreciated. I wanted somebody to record it. I want to see it. I want to, what did Mary say? I was investigating like a forensic scientist. My Roman brethren, they just make up a story. My Roman brethren said, she was there. Because we said so. It's pretty much what they said. I'm like, unless you can chapter and verse me, I can't find her. Theologians kept saying, but she had to be there. But did she? I'm looking at women that may have felt grief so bad that you just feel like you can't even see it. Don't even want to experience it. We read her into these passages, and I found myself asking, where is his mama? I searched the scriptures, I read the scholars, I prayed, something jumped out. Sometimes you are there and nobody notices. Okay. Come on. Oh, yeah. Almost done. Y'all give me a few more minutes. Sometimes you're there and nobody notices. I don't know if you've ever seen images of funerals of great men. Funerals of children taken before their time. Oftentimes you'll look at the mothers and they're stoic. So stoic that you sit there and you wonder, come on, are you okay? I wanted to see the dialogue. I wanted to see Mary. I wanted it to say, and Mary leaped for joy. After all, when the babies were in the womb and she came in contact with Elizabeth, even the babies leapt. So I wanted to see Mary, the mother of Jesus, see her son risen on the third day, just like he said he would. And I wanted it to say, and they embraced. And he said, hey, I'm here, or whatever. Instead, nothing. Sometimes you're there and nobody notices. Sometimes you're there and it doesn't seem like you matter. Sometimes you're there and you're not remembered. My message of encouragement today is keep showing up. There's an outpouring. Bishop, I don't like this message. It's okay. Satan has been rendered powerless. We're supposed to be steadfast. We have the tension of weariness. And I'm giving you insight into a woman who could have been the most weary of all. But his mother was a beneficiary of the blessing just like everybody else. The devil was rendered powerless in her life like everybody else's life. And if anybody understood, go back and read chapter 2 of Hebrews. If anybody understood the elimination of enmity between Satan and the seed, it was going to be her. Yes, we can say that we don't have the stories. We don't know what happened. But one thing I can say for sure, his mother had gone through some things with Jesus that nobody else had. Come on, y'all. Sometimes I think we try to make her supernatural and forget she was a woman. I think we forget that she gave birth to him. We forget that she reared him. We forget that she raised him. So you get the pain of birthing, the pressure of rearing, the challenges of raising. And yet at one of the most vital moments of his life, nobody thought to record that encounter. There will be times where you think nobody is paying attention. On this Mother's Day, I'm going to help you. Has anybody ever been there? Thank you. Lord, can somebody just pay me some attention? There's a reason why we do what we do on Mother's Day here. We spend time and we pour into it. The team is going to have all these wonderful things for you, and they've worked hard. Because sometimes in your own life, you like, I was there and nobody saw me. I was there and nobody heard me. And then you find yourself putting on the game face. At least you think you are. Anybody ever told you was frowning and you was like, I am? Oh, come on. Like, excuse me, you're frowning. I know I'm not. Yeah, you are. Because some of us are in a perpetual bad mood. When smiling is uncomfortable. There will be times where you think nobody's paying attention. Keep showing up. There's an outpouring. I want to go through some milestones, and then I'm going to show you this in the scripture. I want you to think about something. Because I'm not trying to cause you to recall the pain. I want you to have the right motivation. Because some of us in this season have been motivated by getting people back, and that don't work. I'm going to show you. You'll get tired of that. I'm going to prove that I am. You'll mess around, hurt yourself. Keep showing up. There's an outpouring. Think about this. At the birth of Jesus, Mary's there. That's recorded. Watch it. When he taught at 12, Mary was there. That's recorded. At his first miracle at Cana, Mary's there. That's recorded. When he dies, I won't put the text up. I just quoted it, John 19. She's there. That's recorded. And then when he gets up, nobody records. Nobody ain't got nothing to say. You wrote everything down when y'all thought y'all had him, but now that he's up, you ain't got nothing to say? You don't want to record the turnaround? You don't want to record the bounce back? You only kept my old pictures? Oh, yeah. They only got my old pics. You only kept the old text messages? Oh, okay. You ain't got the turnaround. You ain't got the victory lap. You ain't got the but gods. You don't have that? You only got the though he slay me, but you ain't got the though, yet I'll trust him? You don't got to reap if you faint not. Those ain't in there. Why you keep putting up my old stuff? And let me push some of you. Why do you keep remembering it? Why do you keep ruminating on it? If God be for you, who can be against you? He's powerless. And I need you to keep showing up, even when they don't record your story. Give it a minute. They might have missed a couple of lines of your narrative, but trust me when I tell you, you will show up in the page when it matters most. I know you may feel like everybody's overlooking you. Just give it just a little more time. They will understand that you made it. They will understand that with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Don't give up now. Don't turn over the town now. Keep pushing. Keep showing up. It's a few pages. A few pages of your life. Just a few pages. You're like, I was there. Why didn't they write me into that act? Don't worry about it. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep showing up, but I'm tired. I just want somebody to say, well done. That's what Jesus is going to say to you. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. But wait a minute. I'm the one that gave birth to it. I'm the one that went through the pain. I'm the one that went through the turmoil. Why couldn't nobody say I was there? Keep showing up. Mothers, I know sometimes you feel like, man, don't nobody know just how hard it is. I read all the poems, and it's crazy because when we talk about the power and the grace that God puts on mothers, let me help these brothers right quick, y'all. I'm about to help them. Championing a mother doesn't dim your light. She can be amazing, and that don't take away nothing. See, how in the world do you refuse to champion someone and you don't even have any ability to do what she does? It's literally impossible. No, seriously. We can't birth nothing. It's impossible. We will never experience the pain of labor. You can celebrate that and not dim your light. Amen. And brothers, until we get secure and begin to protect, you got to protect at all costs. Stop acting like the garden Adam and letting all these serpents talk to the womb. I gotta be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding. So they didn't record her. And Melita, I was on my way to getting frustrated, because I'm like, somebody gonna need to tell me where she at. Lakasha, somebody's gonna have to say, I'm gonna need some answers. Where this boy mama at? And I stumbled up on Acts chapter 1. Watch this, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. Verse 13. When they had entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot. Leave this verse up. Judas, the son of James. Now, don't you name all these people, Acts. Don't you do this, and don't tell me where this boy mama is. Because you being real specific now. That ain't just any James. That's James, the son of Alphaeus. And that ain't the other Judas. That's Judas, the son of James. It ain't the whatever Simon you thought it was. This Simon the Zealot. They getting real specific, right? Okay, verse 14. These all, with one mind, were continually devoting themselves to prayer along with the women. Don't you stop this verse right here. And Mary, very good, the mother of Jesus. You better. And with his brothers. So wait a minute. At his birth, she's there. He teaches at 12, she's there. First miracle, she's there. At his death, she's there. Ascension, they don't record it. But when the outpouring came, she's like, here I am. Y'all thought y'all was gonna write me out the story. Watch me show up for the power. You thought you was gonna write me out this boy's story when power hit. Here I am. It's okay. Let me say this on Mother's Day. You might have been missing from a few pages for the last few months, but outpouring is right here. I know everybody been, what you been doing with yourself? Ain't heard nothing about you. It's okay. If you don't feel appreciated, the Lord appreciates you. If you don't feel seen, the Lord sees you. If you don't feel heard, the Lord hears you. Because when it's outpouring time, just show up. Just show up. And show up like you're supposed to be there too. I mean, walk in like... Y'all been naming everybody else. I'm his mama. If we gonna all pack in this upper room and go to singing, I know you letting me in. Know you about to let me in. Ladies, we honor you on this day and every day. The devil has been rendered powerless. You must remain steadfast. And even when the devil says, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much. And as we say now, life is lifing. Keep showing up. There is an outpouring. I loved it when I saw it in the text. I did. It was like, and mother, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. I said, there she is. Huh? I mean, that was just like a grand, how you doing? Hello. It was so grand. I wish I could have been around. I need you guys to understand this. Stop trying to write yourself in the margins. Yes, ma'am. You going back talking about this need to be edited. No, leave me out the pages because I need everybody to know that I had nothing to do with this dark season. Leave me out. It's cool. Because when somebody else comes back to read my story and they get to this whole moment and I'm absent, everything that happened during my absence will make sense. Don't be, we need to go through an edit. We'll write you in the margins. No, 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 no. We're not going to edit this book. Keep that same energy. But keep showing up, though. I celebrate you ladies for showing up. Showing up when nobody thought you could. Showing up when you might have felt like, whoo. I was tired, boss. And you showed up. I celebrate you women for showing up. Showing up when everybody had a different opinion about you showing up.
Yes, sir.
And you showed up anyway. My challenge to you is keep showing up. There is an outpouring. If you're trying to write your name in on the margin, let them pages go. As a matter of fact, if you don't write yourself in, when you show up, it becomes all the more beautiful. Because I'll give you one little bit of insight and then I'll pray. Notice when she shows up in Acts chapter 1, nobody else got named but her. You got the women. Then it's like Mary, the mother of Jesus. Like, that's right. That's right. That's right. Your day is coming. Keep showing up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I honor you and give you praise. You're good. You're kind. You're merciful. Now, Lord, allow us to remain steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Give us the strength to keep showing up for outpouring, knowing that the devil has been rendered powerless. God, I pray for all women in this place. Women, God, who feel like they've been left off of pages. Give them strength to keep showing up. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Clap those hands. Give the Lord honor.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I challenge you to make hearing the word a consistent habit. And if you know someone who may benefit from hearing this teaching, I encourage you to send it to them as well. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer.